Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Shut the door, can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the desert, just way hotter. The point of it all, it's best to fall.
7 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. What is going on? What in the world is going on today? You'll find out as we go through this hour of the Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here, monitoring your comments on social media. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, overviewing the situation with Hillary Clinton. The most important thing going on in the world today is what Mrs. Clinton did with her private emails. DiFi. Senator Feinstein,
yeah.
First major Democratic lawmaker to call on Mrs. Clinton to give an explanation for her use of private email. Why does she have to explain it? What's the why?
What do you mean?
Why does she have to explain it?
Because she's doing business for the government on her private email.
She's not anymore. She did it.
She did, no, but this is when she was.
Yeah, okay, so... So what?
So you think everybody should be able to But you're saying so what? You're saying so what?
I say so what? Why is it important that Mrs. Feinstein thinks Mrs. Clinton ought to tell everybody about her private email?
Because Mrs. Feinstein works on many of the defense security panels.
Okay, so what do you care? You're going to ask? Do you really want to know what's in those 36?
So you don't care about transparency. You don't care about the government. You don't.
You know what? Here's where I am.
What if she's making deals with?
Oh, what if she's doing whatever she's doing? You don't think that these guys, all of them, Rumsfeld and Cheney, became multimillionaires because of the deals they made behind everybody's back?
And that's exactly why we should be keeping an eye on this.
Okay, so why didn't we go back and let's go chase them around? So,
this is a big deal for me.
I get it. Yeah, the latest media frenzy.
What I think anybody working for us should be using our equipment so that we can keep tabs on them.
I want to know how many people have this sort of deal or what kind of private email accounts there are for people that are running the CIA, the FBI.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought the best quote of the weekend, though, was when Lindsey Graham was on Meet the Press or something like that. He said, you can check every email I've ever sent because I've never sent one. He's never had an email account.
Not surprised.
Hey, just check them all. I don't care.
The Neanderthal of the Senate.
Pretty much. How do you do business?
You make fun of me when I fumble around here. Why don't you make fun of him?
But you send a couple of hundred email a day.
That's true, I do.
That's what it takes to do business nowadays. How are you a congressman or a senator and not do email? How do you communicate with
people? This is so much fun. Richie can't get over it.
The troubling thing that I have with this whole Hillary thing is that she has been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
All this has been going on, and I just feel like if there was nothing wrong, if there was nothing sinister or shady or anything like that, she would have come right out and said something.
Yeah.
And it just feels, whether or not there is something wrong, it just feels like she has something to hide.
Feels dirty.
It does.
Yeah. I love the pictures they posted on the Fox website of Mrs. Clinton and Mrs. Feinstein. Two more unflattering pictures. You wouldn't be able to find any.
I just looked up at NBC, and they were talking about it. I don't know what Hillary was wearing, but man, couldn't retire that one.
Right. All right. So anyway, you got strong feelings about it one way or the other. Graham says he's never sent an email. There is something right there.
That's troubling, too.
What I find
yeah.
is that Obama didn't know anything about this until he read it in the newspaper.
Yeah. And he was getting emails from her.
On that account?
That's a lie.
He could have looked at the
email. There's no way.
You mean you don't look at where the email comes from?
Right. It's Hillary@HillaryClinton.com. It didn't say Hillary@gov.us.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's very easy to get. We were talking about hacking. A friend of mine had an old email account of hers hacked over the weekend, and I got two or three, and some other people that I know got two or three different email from the hacker. And the only way, well, it was a different last name, but I knew who it was. And then the substance of the email would never have been anything that she would have sent. But it's just amazing the trouble that people go to hack somebody's account and to send stuff that is of questionable value. I don't understand why people do that, frankly. But the reason I bring it up is because you see how vulnerable all of these accounts are, no matter where they're set up, how they're set up, what they're protected by. Everything is vulnerable. There was something that was hacked over the weekend, and I looked at it, and I thought, why in the world? I mean, I understand the individual hacking like I was talking about here. But why do these people hack some of this stuff just so that they can say they hacked it? That was it. I don't get it. Anyway, let's move into another zone here. Many of you may have heard the forecast, the jobs report forecast of who's going to be employed, how many people are being employed. Is this a good sign for the economy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Jessica Minton, a reporter in the business sector, is going to give us her rundown of what really the job report numbers mean. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Daytona Bike Week on American Biker Minute.
This is great. First time I've been here since college, which was 100 years ago. I'm so excited. It's great to see all these bikes and people having fun, having a great time.
Hard Daytona wind.
I want a medal around me, honey.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, Daytona.
Joanne from Honolulu, Hawaii, and I just beat breast cancer for the third time. Those out there, never give up. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm just like the best of this Purple Heart bike. I have over 250,000 miles on it so far. Live life to the fullest. Don't take anything for granted, because as easily as you get it, it can be taken away.
For more on Daytona Bike Week, go to AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute.
A lot of mail around me, honey.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you play to win the game of life? Many people don't.
You see this in sports with underdogs. They get the lead. They may be as surprised as everybody else, and that's when it happens.
They start playing to not lose. Ironically, a loss is exactly what they usually get.
It's because they're playing a team that does the opposite. Their opponent keeps playing to win even when they're losing.
They see being down as a temporary condition, something they will overcome.
So many people today are playing to not lose. They're driven by fear and play from a position of weakness. Sadly, they'll remain stuck right where they are at best.
But you're a winner. You're driven by hope. So play to your strengths and you'll reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the top enforcer for the Broad Street Bullies, helping the Flyers win two Stanley Cups. He led the league in penalty minutes four times, and fans can still watch his epic battles on YouTube.
Oh, Schultz is hammering Dunn with that right hand.
So where is Dave Schultz now? Dave could be dropping you off at a Philadelphia area airport. The Hammer owns Dave Schultz Champion Limousine. Dave speaks with kids, delivering a message he calls Put Bullying on Ice. He co-authored a book about his career called The Hammer, and he once had a local hit with a song called The Penalty Box.
Baby, how long will you keep me in the penalty box?
I wonder if Dave takes requests. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Fitchie and Kenny and I have Jessica Minton with this International Business Times reporter, anchor. She has contributed to Yahoo over her career, E! Entertainment Television. So her focus now and ours is job creation and how many jobs there are in the economy now, how much the numbers have gone up. February was a lousy month weather-wise, but we still had a fairly interesting number there, it looks like, Jessica.
Right, absolutely, Doug. So we did see some great numbers that did come out of the jobs report last month, and it was 295,000. That was despite a lot of the harsh winter weather that does seem to happen during this period of year, time of year over the years. But something that was interesting, it was the 12th consecutive month that there was over 200,000 jobs that were created. And the last time that happened was 1994. So it's been over 20 years since the last time we saw that, which is definitely a good sign, is a big pro for us. And we did see the unemployment rate tick down to 5.5% in February from January, which is good. There are some pros there. But there's also a little bit, you have to look at the cons when you do look at these reports, because there's always both sides to a story. And we are still seeing some stagnant wage growth, which has continued to happen over 20 years now. So there's not too much of a tick up there. And also something to keep your eye on is the labor force participation rate, which is basically the number of workers who are employed or looking for a job. And that's still hovered at a 30-year low. So since, over 30 years, since 1978, 1979, it's still hovering at that low, which basically means even though we see the unemployment rate tick down a bit, there's still discouraged workers that are leaving the labor force. So sometimes when we see that unemployment rate tick down, that's because of that. So even though unemployment might be dropping, there's still a lot of people out there that are discouraged. And
Let me stop you there for a minute.
Sure.
Because that gets around to something that I believe is disingenuous about these numbers. The unemployment rate really isn't 5.5%. The unemployment rate is really about 10%.
Right.
The numbers of people that are not working and have gone through the system, the 5.5% are people still in the system who are collecting in one way or another from some government program, but there are almost an equal amount of people who have gone beyond that, have stopped looking, and are just there occupying time and space.
And how do we see those numbers, Jessica? How do we figure out what those numbers are?
A good gauge for that would be the U6 unemployment rate that also comes out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So basically that also counts in those discouraged workers, and that number was actually 11% in February.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the real number is not 5.5%. The real number is 11% are not working. I found also interesting that the bars and restaurant category, biggest growth area, more people are going out and getting drunk because they can't find a job.
That's another interesting topic, exactly. So when you look at the jobs that are created, they're more in the service sector, exactly like you said, when it comes to those bartending jobs and waiting jobs, versus in the past, they were more in the manufacturing sector, and we're seeing less of that now. So less in the manufacturing sector and more in the service sector. And that's a big theme that has continued to happen since the recession. So a lot of those jobs that were lost during the recession, they haven't exactly come back. And there are a lot of people that are working those part-time jobs that are also not taken into consideration when looking at some of these data points.
Well, the interesting thing, construction, which is a good sign when you have construction, that's always a healthy sign. Healthcare workers, the numbers are increasing there. That's not a surprise. The lower end of the healthcare spectrum, not doctors and people who are on the upper end, those numbers are not increasing. Numbers of nurses, workers who are in the trenches, if you will, in healthcare, that's where that increase comes from. Okay, so that's I'm glad to have the report and then the honesty of what the real number is from your perspective, Jessica. Thank you. Jessica,
thanks so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure having you here. Nice to meet you. Jessica, with her eye on jobs, unemployment, et cetera, we all to keep our eye on that number. 21 after the hour is another number on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And a message coming from my eyes.
Was that right?
Pretty much. I'm intrigued.
I told Doug Cummins before we came out, I said, you're not going to like this much.
All right, so this is Jack White.
From White Stripes.
And White Stripes. Why is it that we are playing this right now instead of playing an Elvis Presley tune? Well, there's a connection between Jack White and Elvis Presley, as it turns out. The first recording by Elvis was in 1953, a disc featuring My Happiness, and that's what your When Your Heartache Begins. Sold at auction for $300,000 to a quote-unquote undisclosed buyer. Turns out the secret buyer wasn't just another Elvis fan's got a lot of money. Jack White revealed that it was his winning bid that landed this recording in his collection, and he plans to reissue the single on vinyl for the coming record store day. Billboard says that this fellow with a black briefcase showed up at Third Man Records headquarters in Nashville, where White told employees about the record's history, plans to reissue it. What's record store day? Kenny, I don't know a record store day.
I think it's twice a year now, once in April and once in November. Independent, it's a celebration of independent record stores. Oh. Tons of artists put out special releases that are only on vinyl to try and draw business to these independent stores.
Well, the record store day in April is scheduled for the 18th of the month, which is five weekends from this weekend. So he's going to reproduce it and distribute it to these independent record stores for them to sell, right? And
right.
That's really what it is.
Huh. That's cool.
And he's making it look like the original. This was something that Elvis went into Sun
Records.
This is a Sun Records. Phillips recording, yes.
Right. Yeah, and yep. For like $5,
$4
made a recording.
Yeah. And the one copy only pressing was given to Elvis's friend Ed Leake. It was Leek's daughter who auctioned off the recording, which White secretly purchased. So what is Third Man Records? Their headquarters are in Nashville.
That's Jack White's record label.
Oh, it is.
You know,
okay.
It's so cool to see guys like this really appreciate and try to preserve the roots of rock and roll.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this now thing I'm is happy. All over. Man, you should see Twitter. Everybody is tweeting about this thing, from Rolling Stone magazine to my favorite beer brewery, Dogfish Head Brewery, to New Orleans crews from the Mardi Gras. I mean, the band Fish, Billboard magazine. It's just all over the place.
Ooh.
Metallica tweeted it.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com. A warning. And this is not a facetious warning. If you're afraid of heights or you're prone to motion sickness, you're probably not going to want to see the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Comes from Carowinds Amusement Park in Charlotte, showing off their new roller coaster. This is man, I don't like, I've never been on a real roller coaster in my life, because I don't even like to look at what they're up to. This is not easy for you to watch. But it does provide you with a first-person perspective of what it's like to ride something like this if you're sitting in the front seat. It's called the Fury 325, one of the tallest, longest, and fastest roller coasters. It's 325 feet tall, 20 feet taller than the Statue of Liberty, 30 stories high.
No, I'm just going over the hill right now.
Over a is over a mile long.
Oh,
95 miles an hour. Your stomach will drop out.
Wow.
So if you want to see that and get yourself sick, help yourself.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And maybe that's you.
At the hour, 27 before the new hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. I just do that as a matter of habit. Jennifer. Richie's, well, this weekend was not her baseball weekend, though. That's next weekend, right?
That's next weekend, yeah.
Where the heck she go this weekend?
Probably some wine.
Some wine thing.
You know, trip.
All right, so we're, as long as we're talking about baseball, let's focus on the game between the Angels and the Royals in Tempe, Arizona. The Angels lost the game. Dodgers won, Angels lost. But it's the first time that I can ever remember anything like this happening at a game anywhere, where the focus of the game isn't really the game. It isn't really the players. It's what's going on around the park, around the stands, around the people who are there to watch the game. And the fact the game got called a couple of times because of bees was really kind of weird. What's the report, Richie?
Well, apparently in Tempe they're having a little bit of an issue with bees deciding that they like the net behind net home
behind
plate.
Home, yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, so what they're
is
doing...
Is it a nest? We got pictures of the nest?
Yeah, I think Ken's going to post it at DougStephen.com, but it's they basically come in through the outfield,
yeah,
and chase the players off of the field into the stands. Everybody has to run out and get rid of the umps, everybody. And they had to bring in a beekeeper. They got the game going again, and then they had to bring in a beekeeper in the fourth inning. And let me see if I can cue it up here to get to the audio of the guys calling the game.
And the bees are gathered. It looks like...
do you think, Jose? Where are they gathered?
So then they're gathered behind the net.
Bees have other places they'd rather.
On the microphone.
Is there a nest there?
You notice quite a bit.
No, look, listen to this. They're on the microphone behind the net that catches the batting sounds. Listen.
They have found the microphone. They have found a spot.
Yep. Is there a chance?
They have found a spot down here with the Angels microphone, the crowd mic, if you will, the crack microphone, I believe, where you can hear the crack of the bat, the pitcher.
You can't even see the microphone or the cable. There is probably 1,000 bees on this microphone.
This place not to be.
You're not comfortable. If your phobia is bees, that sound does not make you comfortable. Roseanne.
And this isn't the first time this happened. Last year, a Yankees-Red Sox game had to be called.
Really?
Because of the bees. And one of the players tried to go out and draw the bees away with honey last year.
Because the beekeeper is making his way down the aisle on the first base side. And we see
them out, folks.
The crowd cheering.
All right, next item of interest, the Girl Scouts are out selling their cookies still. Yesterday, I went into a Ralph's store to buy some fruit and other things that are necessary to keep my body in tip-top shape, Richie, so that I can do this program every day with you. And the Girl Scouts are out front offering cookies. Have you bought it? And I actually have ordered some already, so I didn't. It was very nice. And
that's the problem.
Thank you very much. This is a, there's a new wrinkle on this. At DougStephan.com, one of our stories today, focuses on a New Hampshire Girl Scout troop seeking to boost its sales by offering a drive-through option. Listen up, those of you in New Hampshire. Troop 12115 in Salem, New Hampshire, selling cookies at a vacant warehouse on a heavily trafficked street. Troop sold 1,200 boxes over the weekend. Hopes the drive-through will help scouts reach their goal of 5,000 boxes in that community. The troop leader said to Channel 9 in New Hampshire, the annual cookie sale program not only satisfies customers' love of the cookies, but teaches the Girl Scouts valuable people skills and business lessons, which I think is appropriate. Under the circumstances, some people are being critical because they think the Girl Scouts are everywhere with these things.
What did you hear about the Girl Scouts that wrote a letter to the Girl Scout organization because they heard about the working conditions for the people who make the Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, but you can tell that story again. Yeah, that was.
That's about all there is. I mean, they just they saw a news story. Yeah. These are Girl Scouts who saw a news story that showed pictures of the conditions that the people who make the cookies in China or wherever. And they're just like, wait a minute, we're out here selling these, and these people are working for like $1 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that they refused to sell them and want the Girl Scouts to change it. So what's that going to do to the price of your Girl Scout cookie? Now, I'm all for it. I mean, you're going to buy the cookies anyway, right?
I'll buy them, yeah.
The little girl next door comes and knocks on my door.
Right. I'm going to say no to that.
Get lost, girl.
No, I may buy one box or two boxes instead of four,
but,
you're still going
to
buy them.
They can increase their sales here in Los Angeles. Just give the cookies to the homeless who are out on the street corners to sell and give them a piece of the action. They
you just got it. Why don't we get the homeless to make Girl Scout cookies?
There you go.
This is great.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com.
You sound like Seinfeld. Yeah. We just answered the question.
Which is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? Are they the Thin Mints, the Samoas, the Peanut Butter Patties, Caramel Delights, whatever it is? Tell us what your favorite Girl Scout cookie is.
Here's a couple of other fun Girl Scout cookie headlines.
Yeah.
What does your favorite Girl Scout cookie say about you? A thief uses a $100 counterfeit bill to buy Girl Scout cookies. He must have really needed some Girl Scout cookies.
Uh-huh.
Beer, wine, and other Girl Scout cookie pairings. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
To have a Girl Scout cookie wine party.
There you go. That is a good precedent. Okay, how many people remembered or didn't remember? I'm raising my hand on this one. Daylight savings time. All of the clocks usually, I was at home on the farm, so I fixed the clock. Actually, now that I think about it, I don't think I did. The clock over the stove, I don't think I fixed. Many of the other clocks automatically set
Uh-oh, like the cows are not on time.
Cows are not on time today. No. All right, so here's the quiz, the 2020. We're doing a 2020 news quiz to qualify some lucky listener to the program, qualify you for our drawing on the 24th of March for the weekend in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor. What two states do not have daylight savings time? In other words, what, they stay the same time all the time.
I think I know this.
Two of our 50 states are never on daylight savings time. Which of the two states are there? 888-302-3684. Kenny knows, right? Richie's not sure because he hasn't read the story at
Dark7.com. I know one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it surprises me because it's a farming state.
No, I don't think you're in the right state.
No?
No.
America weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He started his career as a replacement player during the 1994 player strike, but this first baseman went on to play 11 seasons in the majors, winning the World Series in 2004 with the Red Sox.
One hit in the air to left field. That's got to do it. Kevin Millar.
So where is Kevin Millar now? Kevin is the co-host of the popular show Intentional Talk on the MLB Network. He's a fan favorite in Boston, and along with Pedro Martinez, led a toast on the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park. It was the largest toast in history, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, with over 36,000 fans in attendance.
Fenway Park, we want to thank you for the last 100 years, and one last time, Cowboy up!
I will drink to that. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Regulating greenhouse gases is actually worth money. Believe it or not, regulating greenhouse gases will generate a fortune. So who should get it? The cap and trade climate change bill looks to create an estimated $150 billion in the first year it takes effect. Then within 40 years, greenhouse gas regulation should generate $3 trillion worth of value in the United States alone. So where should that money go? A coalition called the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, curiously consisting of GE, General Motors, Ford, DuPont and Shell, Duke Energy, Florida Power and Light, and Pacific Gas and Electric, will meet to lay claim on all this free money. But should it go to utility and oil companies, or to government investments in new technology, along with the customers who'll be facing rising rates? We'll keep you informed.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Well, sometimes it happens. Unfortunately, and a parent dies, there's no easy explanation, and I'm often asked, what do I tell my child? It's more what you do than what you say. Here's the developmental science of it. First, tangible pictures, stories, letters need a prominent position in the home. Next, help them grieve. Your child may have difficulty verbally expressing their grief, so give them crayons and let them express their pain through art. Finally, it's okay for you, the remaining parent, to cry in front of your children. This teaches the child appropriate grieving. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reassure your child that the family will survive and know it's the remaining family's love for each other that ultimately heals. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Brian has the answer, so he thinks, to the question, what states do not have daylight savings time? Brian, what's the answer?
I would assume Alaska and Hawaii, my best guess.
Nope, bad guess. Well, one of them's right, one of them's wrong, and you got the right first letter for the other state, but you didn't quite make it. All right, thanks. James, next. What are the two states?
Hawaii and Arizona.
Yes, sir. Hawaii and Arizona did not have to shift at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Everybody else did. So, therefore, you, sir, are going to qualify for our drawing. We're going to send a couple to the Colorado Springs home of the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort. You'll have a great time there if, in fact, your name is drawn from all of the... How many people have got qualified now? We have, 48, 50, somewhere in that vicinity?
Yeah, somewhere 50, 60.
Okay. We'll try for 100, and then we'll at random. How did we do that the last time? It was random eyes. I forget who picked the number.
There are computer
of
programs, websites that you can go to, and we put the number in from 1 to whatever, and then picks a number, and then we figure out.
We had a listener pick a number.
We had the listener pick the number, yeah.
Last time, if I remember correctly. All right, let's move on into the world of Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, one of the five medical advisors we have here on the Good Day program. Bruce is here from his perch. You know what I said last week or the week before I was going to come visit you, and I didn't? I know you were holding your breath for my visit, and I apologize. I hope you're not out of breath. You okay?
I'm fine. Fine, Doug. But love to see you whenever we do.
All right, well, maybe I'll see you today. Anyway, Dr. Bruce is here because he makes it his practice not only to practice medicine as a doctor of chiropractic by treating the ills that our lower backs have with a decompression machine that works wonderfully well. His website is 818newback.com. But he also studies the medical news to find things that you don't know or you've been misinformed or misled about. So how have we been misled this past week?
Well, Doug, let's do our continuing deconstruction of the pro-vaccination mythology. And let's talk about Gardasil, which is a vaccine by Merck, and it's for HPV, which is human papillomavirus. Now, human papillomavirus has been associated, or is, you know, a cause of cervical cancer in women. Now, this vaccine is marketed as a cancer protective vaccine, while in fact the clinical trials never reached that point. It does help with the HPV, but the FDA granted Merck the opportunity to go ahead and spend $93 million on marketing it as an anti-cancer vaccine, and as a result they sell about $2.5 billion of this stuff a year. Now, in the trials, not only did they not prove that it was anti-cancer, but they also used as a placebo a solution of aluminum instead of an inert placebo. And coincidentally, their findings concluded that the vaccine adverse reactions were no greater than placebo, which is kind of laughable. But in the end, according to the CDC, after 16 million doses had been administered, one in 1,600 injections caused an adverse reaction. Now, the mild adverse reactions included fainting, which, you know, if you faint, you fall, you can get a head injury, and that could even be deadly. But the severe reactions, which were one in 27,000 injections, caused Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a neurological disorder of flaccid paralysis. Flaccid paralysis was like having polio, or it also caused thromboembolic diseases or blood clots, which can also be deadly. So here's sort of the bottom line on it all, is that cervical cancer is a horrible disease, but it does actually affect very few women. There's only 8 cases per 100,000 a year and about 2 mortalities in 100,000 per year. And the best measure that any woman can do to protect herself from dying of cervical cancer is to get a routine pap smear and get it treated if she starts to show abnormal cells. Yeah. So I think that this vaccine is really worth considering skipping because it is a pretty nasty one.
The key there is the aluminum that is in it. And from what I know or what I understand from talking to friends of mine like you, aluminum, is you don't want to use a deodorant that has aluminum in it because of what it does. There are all kinds of studies that suggest it's a toxin. And you put it, it'll start a lymphomic cancer. People who get get these bubbles, or they get stones or lumps under their arm, and it turns out to be cancer. It gets into your lymph system. Aluminum is very deadly. It's like silver. Any of these metals, that's what causes Alzheimer's. Any of these metals that get into your system, obviously, there's a lot of, we have copper and other metals, iron in our system, but we don't have, we can't use and we can't handle things like aluminum. So Bruce is right on the money here with this one. Not that he isn't. He's always on the money. That's why I got him here. Check out his website, 818newback.com.
Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
For all those of you who are really smart, really intelligent, who've been waiting all week because you didn't get a chance to hear Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program last week, but you look forward to hearing him on this program, now is your chance. Tommy is going to tell us how you can go green on St. Patrick's Day. Plus, we have dozens and dozens and dozens of your questions that have come in over the past few months, and we never get to them. And we may not get to them today, but we can take a stab at it.
Yeah.
What are the odds? You want, what, 500 to 1? Hey, we'll get to them. It's, all right, so stand by for Tommy the K. Next year, and good day.
Welcome to Daytona Bike Week, American Biker Minutes.
This is Greg. First time I've been here since college, which is 100 years ago. I'm so excited. It's great to see all these bikes and people having fun, having a great time.
Mark Daytona win.
I want a medal around me, honey.
Today on American Biker Minutes.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes, Daytona.
Joanne from Honolulu, Hawaii. And I just beat breast cancer for the third time. Those out there, never give up. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm just like a veteran. This Purple Heart bike. I have over 250,000 miles on it so far. Live life to the fullest. Don't take anything for granted because as easily as you get it, it can be taken away.
For more on Daytona Bike Week, go to AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute.
I want a medal around me, honey.
Your passport to
taking matters into his own hand, and you should see the size of his hands. The only guy I know whose left hand
really?
Is bigger than
Hi,
his
Tom.
Right hand.
How you doing? Yeah.
Good morning. All right, so St. Patrick's Day is next Tuesday.
It is.
And you offer some insight as to how people can go green, which is basically how you can be eco-friendly, environmentally friendly, as people begin to start to think about springtime, Tommy.
Well, top 10 ways to implement a little bit of green in your house would be to use non-toxic paints and sealants. They're readily available. Use programmable thermostats if you've been living under a rock and still don't have one of those. Invest in energy-efficient appliances. You know, whenever you buy a new appliance, always buy the most efficient possible. Look at natural flooring as an option. When you have the opportunity, choose local building materials. Always use natural fiber, rugs, and fabrics. Select recycled material, even in roof shingles and tiles. It is available. Always specify energy-efficient lighting. Insulate all of your warm water pipes. And landscape with native plants. They survive longer. We saw this after Hurricane Sandy. All the imported plants died. The native plants, even though they were covered by salt water during the storm, survived.
All right, other things you can find out more about on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program's website, moneypit.com. The most overlooked home-related tax deductions as you prepare your tax return. Check that out as well at moneypit.com. All right, Naomi writes to Tom, in 2013, I paid a contractor a check, $1,700, purchase materials and down payment for kitchen remodel. Contractor cashed the check. He never performed the services, and I filed a suit against him, one, but haven't been able to find the money, because these guys are in and out of business faster than you can say out of business, right? A lot of these people just are in and out, and this is a typical story. Frankly.
Well, it is, and she wants to know if she can file a criminal complaint against him, and the answer is yes, I believe you can. I mean, we're not attorneys here, but I think you can definitely
file one. The answer to your question later,
we played him on radio.
Yes.
Yeah. So the first stop is your local police department, because these guys that are real slime balls and like to cash checks and not do the work, you know, they'll kind of jerk you around when it comes to civil suits, but when there's a chance that they could have a criminal charge upon their record, you know, that's a whole different ball of wax. And I've seen instant cooperation when that's happened. I've had to do it myself, and it works well. So I would definitely stop by your local police department and do that. And if you haven't done it yet, you mentioned that this contractor was in New Jersey. There is a New Jersey Consumer Fraud Act. You should also be filing a complaint with the Attorney General Office.
Here's Amy, who rearranged her living room, left scuff marks on the floor. How do you remove them?
You can take a Scotch-Brite pad, right, and just a tiny bit, just a tiny smidgen of WD-40 on that Scotch-Brite pad. It'll wipe them right away. Now, you must follow up with just a sort of a standard surface cleaner so you get any of the oil from the WD-40 out of the floor. You don't want to create a slip situation. But that solvent that's in the WD-40 does a great job at pulling those scuff marks right off.
Wow, that's pretty smart, Tom.
There you go.
You're a pretty smart guy.
Okay, can I take the rest of the week off?
No, you can't, because you've got to work on the weekend, because the Home Improvement Radio program is heard on hundreds of radio stations around the weekend around the country. So check out where the one is nearest to you. You can go to moneypit.com for all that info and see Tom with his hair in his hands. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day. America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.